الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. Respected ulama, honorable elders, young friends, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A very short verse has been chosen for today's discussion. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladheena amanu, those people who believe, those people who accept Iman, those people who become believers and mu'mineen, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and thereafter perform good deeds. Perform a'mal saliha. Tuba lahum wa husnu ma'ab. For such people there is bliss and good fortune in this world and a good abode in the hereafter. In order to be deserving of good fortune in this world, during one's lifetime, at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, at the time of reckoning, when crossing the Sirat, it is necessary to do two things. Alladheena amanu iman wa amilu salihat an a'mal saliha. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the whole universe, that those people who accept Iman, those people who believe, those people who become mu'mineen, and thereafter perform good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them good fortune, bliss, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. Now what is Iman? What is Iman? Iman is to believe, accept and proclaim. Believe, accept and proclaim each and everything that was conveyed to us by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam without a shadow of a doubt. Only believing is not enough. Knowing the truth, recognizing the truth, and believing in the truth is not enough. One is to know the truth, recognize the truth, and believe in the truth. Abu Jahl had recognized the truth, he knew the truth and he believed the truth from the depths of his heart. But he is not a believer. Abu Lahab had recognized the truth, he had believed in the truth, but he did not accept the truth. So he is not a believer. When one recognizes the truth, thereafter he accepts that truth as the authority. I know that Allah exists. I know that Allah is only one. I know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. I know that the Quran is the ultimate wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I am not prepared to accept the authority of the Quran. I am not prepared to accept the authority of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am not prepared to accept the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot become a believer. Abu Talib believed in each and every word of his nephew. He recognized the truth. He recognized and understood the position of his nephew. It was his belief from the depth of his heart that there is no religion better than the religion brought by my nephew. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَا لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حِذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. In a few couplets he said, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ. I believe from the depth of my heart without any doubt, بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ, that the religion and the system brought by my nephew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانِ الْبَرِيَّةِ دِينَ, is the best system, it is the best deen on the surface of this earth. I recognize, I believe, I know. But I don't accept. I don't accept. I do not wish to leave my religion and enter into this religion. I do not want to live my life under the authority of Prophet Muhammad, under the authority of the Quran. لَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حِذَارُ مَسَبَّةٍ. If I did not fear my people lamenting, if I did not fear the opposition of my people, لَوَجَدْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَاكَ مُبِينًا. O my nephew, you would have found me not only recognizing and believing in the truth, but also accepting and proclaiming the truth. But I am afraid of my people. I fear my people. They will oppose me. They will lament me. They will scold me. They will not leave me in peace. Therefore, I believe, I recognize, I know. But I am not prepared to accept. When one recognizes, believes, understands, thereafter accepts. Janna aur uske baad manna. He accepts the authority. And thereafter he proclaims, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasooluh. Now he has entered the fold of Islam. Now he has become a believer. Now in the terminology of Sharia, he is a mu'min, he is a believer. One who recognizes the truth, one who believes in the truth, but does not accept, does not proclaim, he is a non-believer. One who believes in the truth, one who recognizes the truth, but does not accept the authority, and without accepting the authority he proclaims, he is a hypocrite. But one who recognizes, one who believes, also accepts, and thereafter proclaims, he is a mu'min. So in order to become a mu'min, we have to recognize, believe, accept, and proclaim that whatever was sent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of His final messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is nothing but truth, and I believe in each and everything without a shadow of a doubt. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا. Only those people deserve the title of a mu'min, title of a believer. Who believe, accept and proclaim that Allah exists, He is only one, in His attributes, in His self, in His being, and they also believe and accept and proclaim that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His messenger, and they also believe in everything that is conveyed to them by their messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Summa lam yartabu, thereafter they do not experience any doubt whatsoever. Any doubt whether the faculty of intellect comprehends whatever is being conveyed to them or not. They leave aql on one side, the faculty of intellect on one side. Allah has said this, sami'na wa ata'na, we have accepted. Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said this, sami'na wa ata'na, we have accepted. We all know the incident that took place following the night of Mi'raj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam proclaims the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa as-sami'ul basir. And then, through his commentary, through his tafsir, the ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentions each and every detail of the journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Baytul Maqdis, which is known as Isra, and from Baytul Maqdis to the seven heavens, which is known as Mi'raj. Everything happened not a few moments or a few seconds. Everything happened without a single second lapsing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that from Makkah Mukarramah, I traveled to Baitul Maqdis with so many stops in between. After spending time in Baitul Maqdis, I traveled to the first heaven where I met Adam alayhi salatu was salam. In the second heaven where I met Isa alayhi salam and Yahya alayhi salam. In the third heaven where I met Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. In the fourth heaven where I met Idris alayhi salatu was salam. In the fifth heaven where I met Harun alayhi salatu was salam. In the sixth heaven where I met Musa alayhi salatu was salam. In the seventh heaven where I met Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. I communicated with all these eminent messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I came to Sidratul Muntaha. Then further, I saw Jannah, I saw Jahannam. I communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made 50 salat compulsory upon me and my ummah. I returned. When I met Musa alayhi salatu was salam, he advised it was too much for the ummah. They would not be able to carry out this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From 50, 40, I returned to Musa alayhi salam, back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam, back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a long journey. Then to Baitul Maqdis, and I returned again to the Hatim, from where the journey began, and from there I went again to the house of my cousin Umme Hani. That is where I was resting, I was sleeping. And Jibreel and Mikael woke me up, they brought me from there to Hatim, and from Hatim the journey started. He says that when I reached the house of my cousin Umme Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha, I found that the door that was closing behind me had not closed yet. It was still where I had left. When I entered my bedding again, I found it warm as I had left it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped everything. This happened in no time. The following day he gives full details of this night of Mi'raj. The non-believers who were at all times looking for opportunities to separate Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam could not have found a better opportunity than this. Because Abu Bakr was very intelligent. They rushed to Abu Bakr and they said, "Oh Abu Bakr, if somebody says that he traveled from Makkah Mukarramah to Baitul Maqdis and from Baitul Maqdis to Makkah Mukarramah again in one night, from Makkah Mukarramah to Baitul Maqdis, from Baitul Maqdis to Makkah Mukarramah again in one night, is it possible?" Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "No, it is not possible. It is not possible, but who says so?" So they said, "Your friend Muhammad says so." Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said, "If Muhammad says so, then it is possible. It is not possible. The faculty of intellect cannot comprehend. It takes weeks to travel from Makkah Mukarramah to Baitul Maqdis. But if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says so that he has traveled in one part of the night from Makkah Mukarramah to Baitul Maqdis and from Baitul Maqdis back to Makkah Mukarramah, then possible." And then he said that, "I believe in something which is more greater than this. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to me that an angel comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the heavens in seconds with revelation, and he conveys the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is even more astonishing than this. If I have already accepted that, then this is a very minor issue to accept." This is Iman. This is Iman. When a person finds himself in this situation, that he has recognized the truth, he has believed in the truth, he has accepted the truth without a shadow of a doubt, and he has proclaimed the truth, now in the terminology of Sharia, he is a mu'min. He is a believer. He is a mu'min, he is a believer. Now comes the second step. A'mal-e Salihah. Islam or istiqamah or taqwa. Islam, taqwa, istiqamah, a'mal-e-saliha. These are four different names of one thing. After believing, accepting and proclaiming, to fulfill the demands of this belief, to fulfill the demand of this acceptance, and to fulfill the demand of this proclamation. I have believed, I have accepted, and I have proclaimed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only supreme being. I have believed, I have accepted, and I have proclaimed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. Now the demand is, follow each and every command of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Follow each and every command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is amal-e-salih. To do what Allah wants you to do. This is amal-e-salih. To do what Allah wants you to do, this is taqwa. To do what Allah wants you to do, this is istiqamah. To do what Allah wants you to do, this is Islam. Iman is belief, Islam is action. In our day-to-day lives, we can substitute Iman for Islam and Islam for Iman. We can say he is a mu'min, we can say he is a Muslim. But in the terminology of Sharia, Iman is belief and Islam is action. Today we are known throughout the world as Muslims, my friends, but we are in reality, in the eyes of the Sharia, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are not Muslims. Muslim is he who has submitted himself to the will of the Creator. The will of the Creator is you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and perform your Fajr Salah. If you wake up for Fajr Salah, then you are a Muslim because you have submitted your will. It is the will of the Creator that you control your gaze when you are walking in the street. If you control your gaze, then you are a Muslim because you have submitted your will to the will of the Creator. Islam means submission. Islam means submission. Submission to the will of the Creator. Muslim is he who submits himself to the will of the Creator. How can we possibly call ourselves Muslims when we do not submit to the will of the Creator? We don't deserve this title. It is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that despite our not submitting to the will of the Creator, our iman and belief is intact. After iman comes Islam. After iman comes amal-e-salih. After iman comes taqwa. After iman comes istiqamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam instructs his followers, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. Say, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I believe in Allah. I accept Allah. I proclaim the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمْ. Thereafter remain firm. thereafter remain firm. Thereafter, do what Allah wants you to do and abstain from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. This is amal-e salih. If Allah orders you to perform fajr, perform salatul fajr. If Allah orders you to do something, carry it out. If Allah prohibits something, stay away from it. This is amal-e salih. When Allah orders you to control your gazes, control your gaze. That is amal-e salih. To carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total sincerity, ikhlas, according to the way shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amal-e salih. Once a person is blessed with iman, and thereafter amal-e salih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises two things. Tuba lahum wa husnu ma'ab. A good life in this world and a good life in the hereafter. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw unsa wa huwa mu'min. One who performs good deeds, whether male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, the condition is that he is a believer, he has iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him two things. Because he has iman and he has also amal-e salih. What will Allah grant him? فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant him a good life in this world. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِيَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the best of rewards in the hereafter. This is what we as Muslims are searching for and looking for. We are looking for success in the hereafter. We are looking for success in the hereafter. And at the same time we are looking for peace and tranquility in this world also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees, my friend. He only expects two things from us, iman and amal-e salih. Alhamdulillah, one is there, iman is there. It is only amal-e salih that is required now. Just a little bit of effort to bring our lives towards the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to check our ibadat, whether they are being fulfilled or not, and whether they have ikhlas or not, and whether they are being carried out according to the wishes of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to check our muamalat, our dealings, our transactions. We need to check our muasharat, our social life. And we need to check our morals, our characters, husne akhlaq. Rectify the good morals, make your muasharat and muamalat better, and correct your ibadat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you everything that He has promised. Tuba lahum. Allah will grant you good fortune and bliss in this world. Whether you are poor or whether you are wealthy, iman and amal-e salih guarantees peace, bliss, tranquility of the heart and good fortune in this world. Whether you are rich or whether you are poor. Whether you are a king or whether you are a subject. Whether you are healthy or whether you are sick. Whether you are young, whether you are old. Whether you are white, whether you are black. Iman and amal-e salih guarantees peace in this world, guarantees tranquility in this world, guarantees comfort in this world, guarantees success in this world. A person without iman and without amal-e salih may be very rich, very, very rich. But good fortune in this world has not been promised to him. And a person with iman and amal-e-salih may be very poor. but good fortune has been promised to him. So the difference that you will see in both lives is that this person, despite being very rich, does not find contentment, because despite having 2 million pounds, there is a greed for another million. So he doesn't find comfort in his heart. He is always striving. He always feels that I am still in need. There is a shortage of 1 million pounds, despite having 2 million pounds. There is a shortage of 1 million pounds. He will never find peace of mind, no tranquility. He's got Mercedes, he's got Lexus, he's got BMW, he's got everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not grant him the ni'mat of qana'at. Why? Because without iman and without amal saleh, Allah does not promise good fortune in this world. Don't judge people by the glitters that you see them in. In order to understand the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one has to look at the condition of the heart of the person. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, the people do not understand that comfort is a separate item and the resources of comfort is a separate item. When people see somebody with lot of resources of comfort, people tend to believe that he is in lot of comfort. One is comfort and the other is resources of comfort. A person has a very nice car, very nice bungalow, factory, he is a counselor, he is an MP, he is a prime minister, he is a president, he is very wealthy, he is this, he is that. These are all resources of honor, resources of comfort, resources of peace of mind. Fridge, freezer, air condition, fan, carpet, sofa, these are all resources of comfort. It is not necessary that if a person possesses the resources of comfort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant him comfort. No. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, people misunderstand, they mix these two things together. Comfort does not come through resources of comfort. Comfort comes through iman and amal saleh. A person may possess means of comfort, resources of comfort, but because there is no iman, there is no amal saleh, Allah will not grant him comfort. Allah will not grant him peace. He will buy the most expensive bed and mattress that is available. He will not be able to sleep. And you find so many people in poor countries. They have iman, they have amal saleh, they don't even have a hut to sleep in. But after a long day's work, after performing Isha, he sleeps on the footpath. He does not wake up until somebody wakes him up in the morning for Fajr Salat. There is no resource of comfort, but comfort is there. We see so many people, when they become sick, I'm feeling hot, I'm feeling hot, I'm feeling very hot. Fan on this side, fan on this side, fan at the front, fan at the back, fans, fans, fans. He says, I'm feeling hot, I'm feeling hot. These are the resources of comfort. Comfort comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mistake we are making, my friend, is we are striving today for the resources of comfort. We are striving for the resources of comfort. This is the greatest mistake. Let us not strive for the resources of comfort. Let us from today strive for comfort. And comfort, peace, tranquility comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, iman and amal saleh first guaranteed good fortune in this world. Comfort in this world. He may be sick. He may be sick. But the comfort is there. Peace is there. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Ludhiani Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, once He was paralyzed. And for a good few weeks, he could not move and he could not communicate with anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him shifa, cure. And I heard with my own ears from his blessed tongue when he used to mention these days of apparent discomfort, he used to say that these were the most comfortable moments of my life. He said, people around me were worried about me that he must be in a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort. But inside, the comfort that I enjoyed, the peace that I enjoyed, the tranquility that I enjoyed, the closeness and the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I enjoyed, never before, never after. This is to clear the minds of those people who may feel that الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ تُوبَى لَهُمْ. Those people who accept Iman and who perform good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them a good fortune in this world. So there is Iman here, there is Amal-e-Saleh here, but we don't see any good fortune in his life. And there is no Iman here, no Amal-e-Saleh here, but we are seeing so much good fortune. He doesn't have a car, he drives a Mercedes. He lives in a rented property, he has his own properties. He is working in a factory, he is the owner of factory. In the community, nobody wants to know him, and everybody walks behind him. Who says that Iman and Amal-e-Saleh guarantees good fortune in this world? This doubt enters our minds because we do not know what good fortune is. The person with Iman and Amal-e-Saleh, if rich, if wealthy, because he is blessed with qana'ah and contentment, he will feel so happy that Allah has granted me so much, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I don't need any more. And if he is poor, again the same thing. What do I need? All I need is enough to fill my belly in the morning. I may not live till the afternoon. Comes afternoon, all I need is enough to fill my belly. I may not live till the evening. Tane, a very comfortable life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَسْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَى غِنَى النَّفْسِ. That person is not wealthy who has a lot of wealth. That person is wealthy whose heart is wealthy, whose heart is content. As I said, if somebody has 2 million pounds and he feels I need another million, he is poor because he feels that he is in need of 1 million more. And there is another person who earns 150 pounds weekly and spends 150 pounds weekly and he feels, alhamdulillah, I have enough to sustain myself and my family, I don't need more. This person is wealthy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi wa mu'afan fi jasadihi wa lahu qutu yawmihi. When one of you wakes up in the morning, he should check himself if he is healthy or not. Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi. He should check himself whether he is in a peaceful environment or not. So he wakes up in the morning, alhamdulillah, peaceful environment. No fear of anything. وَمُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ. Thereafter he should check his health. Is he healthy or not? Alhamdulillah, healthy. Thereafter, number three, he should check, وَلَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. Does he have enough to sustain him till the evening or not? He checks, he has enough to sustain himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ بِحَذَافِرِهَا. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِرِهَا. This person, if he is healthy, if there is peace, no fear, and he has enough to sustain himself till the evening, then he is a king. It is as if he's got the whole world. It is as if he's got the whole world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ تُوبَى لَهُمْ. Those people who accept Iman and Amal Saleh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them good fortune in this world. Good fortune in this world. Good fortune in this world. وحسن معاب, and Allah will grant them good abode in the hereafter. So from here until Qabr, until the final moment, then the Qabr, and then the Hashr, and then the full Sirat, we can only secure peace and success in all these phases of our lives if we have Iman and Amal Saleh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah promises those people who accept Iman and thereafter perform good deeds, Amal Saleh. What does Allah promise them? لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala will definitely make them the rulers on this earth. If the Ummah on a collective base were to accept Iman and thereafter hold fast to the Amal Saliha, Allah will fulfill this promise. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. At the time of death, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة. Those people who say our Rabb is Allah, so Iman is there. ثم استقاموا, and thereafter they remain firm. استقامة, that is عمل صالح. تتنزل عليهم الملائكة, then the angels will descend upon them. The angels will descend upon them. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. We learn from various ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that throughout the life of a mu'min, the angels descend with protection, with blessings, with barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the believer. But the believer cannot see the angels descending with barakah. The tranquility of the heart is the sign that the angels has come with barakah. Sakina, contentment of heart, peace of mind, tranquility of the heart, this is a sign that the angels are descending. Iman amal saleh. But at the time of death, when the angels will descend, this person will be able to observe the malaika. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And at that time, the angels will say, you are departing from your wife, you are departing from your friends, you are departing from your parents, you are departing from your brothers, your sisters, you are departing from everybody. Don't worry. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not fear. Do not grieve. And shaitan is coming from the other direction to distract you. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. Shaitan is coming to distract you in order for shaitan to become unsuccessful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened all the veils and you are able to see Jannah. Look at Jannah. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. We are giving you glad tidings of Jannah that was being promised to you throughout your life. Look towards the Jannah. So he looks towards the Jannah, he looks at the ni'mats of Jannah, the favors of Jannah. Now anything that is happening around him, he is totally unaware. Shaitan is trying all his tricks, but he is totally unaware because he is intoxicated with the ni'mats of Jannah. This is for whom? Iman and Amal Saleh. So وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. In this world, Allah will make you the ruler. If the Ummah collectively carries out Amal Saleh, Allah will give them collective authority in the world. And if they are not prepared to do it on a collective basis, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant little kingdoms to those mashayikhs, those pious people who have accepted Iman and who also have Amal Saliha in their lives. Mashayikh, they are kings without any governments, kings without any countries, kings without any land. Wherever they go, people flock behind them. and they feel it an honor to serve them. It is a promise from Allah. Iman and amal salih will make you a king and ruler. If you do it on an individual base, you will become an individual ruler. If you do it on a collective base, you will become collective rulers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Those people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Iman, thereafter istiqamat amal salih, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there is no fear upon them. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, they will not grieve. In this world peace, at the time of death. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And the angels will say, now you are departing from all your friends and associates and family members, do not worry. We will not give you company only in these a few moments before you depart. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Now we are your friends and we are your associates in this world, also in the grave, also on the day of Qiyamah, also on the Kursirat, until you enter Jannah. In the grave, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Those people who accept Iman, and with Iman, عَمَلِ صَالِحِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them support when they are questioned by the malaika in the grave. مَنْ رَبُّكَ, who is your Rabb? Allah will support this person. He will say, رَبِّي Allah, my Rabb is Allah. مَا دِينُكَ, what is your religion? He will say, دِينِي الْإِسْلَام, my religion is Islam. And then all the veils will open between him and the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. And he will be able to see from his grave the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the angel will say, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلُ, do you recognize this person? Do you know who this person is? He will say, yes, this is my messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A small hatch or a small window will be created in the grave for him. It will be opened and all the fragrances of Jannah will come. Cool air from Jannah will come. And he will be lying there in the grave looking at all the ni'mats of Jannah. He will spend time in the grave for thousands of years. But on the day of resurrection, he will feel that he was only there for 5 minutes. Why? Because he is again intoxicated. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what's happening around him. He is looking at the ni'mats of Jannah. He will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. An angel will be waiting for him on the graveside. During those moments of horror when he will rise from his grave, he will see this person very handsome, very clean. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Do you know who I am? Do you recognize me? This person who will rise from the grave will say, no, I do not recognize you. The only thing I understand is that you are very smart and handsome. So this person, not angel, this person will say that I am your a'mal-e saliha. Allah has transformed me in this form today. I am your a'mal-e saliha. And I used to ride on your shoulders throughout the life. I was a burden to you. At the time of Fajr, I used to get on top of you and make you perform Fajr. In the month of Ramadan, during the hot days of June and July, I used to ride you and make you stay hungry. Now the day has come to repay you. So in the world, I used to ride you. Today, you ride me because Allah has commanded me to take you under His throne. Amal-e Saliha, ride me. I will take you under the throne of Allah. سبعة يذلهم الله في ذله يوم لا ذل إلا ذله. Allah will grant shade under the throne. Wherever we go, my friends, Amal-e-Saliha will help. Comes the time for reckoning, Amal-e-Saliha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us book of deeds in our right hands. Comes the full sirat, يَسَعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. The commentators of the Quran state that when the people will come on the full sirat, it will become pitch dark. Nobody will be able to see each other. You will not be able to see your fingers. You will not be able to see anything. Pitch dark. And Allah will say, walk the sirat now in this condition. Those people who accepted Iman, who had Amal Saleh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create noor due to the barakah of Amal Saleh, and this noor will guide this person on Kul Siraj. And this noor will be so unique that only that person will be able to see in its light who had performed the Amal, not anybody else. And after entry into Jannah, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ. سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ, may the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you for the amal-e saliha that you had performed. You had to endure patience to carry out amal-e saliha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, السَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَا أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ. My peace be upon you, the people of Jannah. After being granted entry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will talk to each and every person individually. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Where are we going, my friends? For paltry benefits and for pleasures of a few moments, we are sacrificing our friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are we doing? Where are we going? Where is the ni'mat of intellect that Allah has granted us? For a filthy girl out there, for moments of pleasure with that filthy girl, we are sacrificing our friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think, my friend, think. Think for a while. This world is very temporary. Soon we will leave this world and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us entry into Jannah. And in Jannah, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. In Jannah you will have all that your hearts will desire, and in Jannah you will have all that you will ask for. The Mufassirin have said that people will be divided into two categories. Some الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who accepted Iman and carried out only those amal-e-saliha which were necessary. This is one group. And the other group, those who had accepted Iman and carried out those amal-e-saliha which were compulsory and optional also. As far as the first group is concerned, if they will desire for anything, they will have to ask. They will say, can I have this? Allah will grant them. And as for the other group who carried out all the necessary actions and also the nawafil and the optional, they will not even have to ask. They will only think and Allah will grant it to them. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. For you, you will have everything that your heart desire. This is one group. And you will have everything that you will ask for. That is the second group. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. الله أكبر. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. You will be the guest in Jannah. And who will be your host? Your host will be that Allah who is Ghafoor and who is Rahim. لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. The non-Muslims that you see outside, those disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you see outside enjoying, make sure they do not deceive you. لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد. Don't let them deceive qaleel, enjoyment for a few moments only. Summa ma'wahum jahannam, then their abode is jahannam forever and ever. Wa bisal mihad, a very evil abode. Lakinil ladheena taqaw rabbahum lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha. But those people who adopt taqwa, who carry out amale saliha, who live a life with istiqama, lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, for them will be gardens of paradise under which rivers will be flowing. Nuzulam min indillah, they will be the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma indallahi khayrul lil abrar, make sure nothing deceives you in this world, because what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good for those people who have taqwa and who carry out amal saliha. Innal ladina amanu, those people who accept iman, wa amilu salihat, perform good deeds, lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al anhar, for them there will be gardens of paradise under which rivers will be flowing. Dhalikal fawzul kabir, this is the great success. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a one-to-one with everybody in Jannah. Tamanna alayya ya abdi, O my servant, ask from me. What is your desire? What do you want? You suppressed all your desires in the world. Your nafs wanted everything, but you did not let your nafs go to anything that displeased me. So today, your nafs can have everything that it desires. Ask. Tamanna alayya ya abdi. So the servant will say, Oh Allah, I would like this, I would like this, I would like this, I would like this, I would like this. And when he finishes his list, Allah will say again, Tamanna alayya ya abdi. Oh my servant, ask from me. Oh my servant, ask from me. So he will again say to Allah, Oh Allah, I would like this, I would like this, I would like this, I would like this, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. And when nothing remains in his head, he will remain quiet. So Allah will say, Tamanna alayya ya abdi. Oh my servant, why don't you ask from me? Ask for more. So he will say, Oh Allah, I would like this, I would like that, I would like this, I would, on a one-to-one basis with everybody. Tamanna alayya ya abdi, tamanna alayya ya abdi, tamanna alayya ya abdi. A time will come when he will have nothing in his head, nothing whatsoever. So he will say, Oh Allah, this is enough. I cannot think of anything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels, that whatever my servant has asked from me, multiply it by 10 and give it to him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them together again, all of them together. And he will say, Oh my servants, ask from me. Ask from me, is there any desire that you have? They will say, Oh Allah, you have given us everything. There is nothing we can think of. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I will give you one blessing today, which I have not given you yet. And that is the proclamation of my pleasure. He will say, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. Uhillu alaykum ridwani, I make promise to you that I will always remain happy with you. Fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada, and I make promise to you that I will never become unhappy with you. Imagine, my friends, imagine a son who is very disobedient to his father. He loves his father. If the father was to say, Oh my son, I am so happy with you, I will never become unhappy with you. A murid who loves his sheikh and who's always striving for the pleasure of his sheikh, if the sheikh was to say, Oh my son, I promise to you, I will never become unhappy with you. If the ustad was to say to his student, I will always become happy with you, I will always remain happy with you, how much enjoyment he will find. Here Rabbul Alameen will say, Uhillu alaykum ridwani, fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather them together again. This, in gradually he is giving them all these ni'mats to give them all the enjoyment that is possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Oh my servants, ask from me. There is still one more great favor that I have not granted you. So they will say, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, alam tubayyiz wujuhana, have you not enlightened our faces? is Alam tudkhilna al-jannah? Have you not granted us entry into Jannah? Alam tunajjina min an-nar? Have you not saved us from the fire of Jahannam? Alam kada, have you not given us this? Have you not given us this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, yes, I have given you everything, but there is one more thing. That is the king of all the ni'mats. That is the cream of all the ni'mats and favors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ, Allah will remove the veil that will lie between Him and His servants. And my friends, we inshallah, if we remain firm on iman, will amal saleh, we with our own eyes will be able to observe the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am concluding, my friends. It is a desire of every human to become successful in this world. And it is a desire of every believer to become successful in this world and also in the hereafter. And the key to success is iman and amal saleh. And who promises? Allah promises. Allah promises. Alladhina amanu, those people who accept iman, wa amilu salihat, and who live a life of amal saleh, of istiqama, of taqwa. Tuba lahum. For them is goodness in this world. For them is goodness in this world, bliss in this world. Wa husna ma'ab. And for them is a good abode in the hereafter. A little bit of sacrifice, my friends, and very soon we will depart from this world and we will be in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do more and more for His pleasure. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on iman. And may He give us the tawfiq to be amongst those people who are always concerned about amal saleh, about istiqamah, about taqwa, about Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a obedient life of an obedient servant. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us husni khatima when we depart from this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.